To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Good Tuesday to you, news listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 23rd of August, 2022. Got the highlights of the best technology news that went on over the past 24 hours, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Well, it seems that Apple now has some faith in their customers to do not only iPhones, but fix an M1 MacBooks too on their own. Yes, Apple's DIY self-repair program has expanded. That means now you'll be able to purchase genuine parts for a 2020 M1 MacBook Air, a 13-inch MacBook Pro, and the 14 and 16-inch 2021 M1 MacBook Pros. Now, we all know Apple's DIY program started off with the iPhone 12 and 13, so you could change out the display, battery, camera, and now they've moved on to their Mac line. However, those still only available to do it in the U.S. We are hearing, though, Apple does plan on bringing it to Europe next. When next will be, we don't know. You're also going to still get credit towards those old parts if you send them to Apple, meaning you'll get a little moolah for your repair once you turn in the old part you're replacing. As far as what you'll be able to change, it looks like, of course, the MacBook Air's display, as well as the MacBook Pro's display with that lid angle sensor. Plus, it seems to be parts will be available for the trackpad and the Touch ID for both notebooks. And yes, if you're missing a screw or two, those Mac parts will also be available starting at $5. Outlook users on your mobile devices, particularly iOS and Android, get ready for more ads. I know you're thinking, didn't we have already enough to begin with? Apparently not. Now, we do know Microsoft only puts ads in the other tab for free users, but they decided it's going to add them to single inbox mode too. Yay. Most people might have been seeing this already, but we're just getting wind of it from Microsoft today. Apparently, this change has been rolling out over the past few months, and now it seems when you get down to the nitty-gritty, if you want to be free, whatever inbox you do use, there's going to be more ads somewhere in that mix. Now, the ads appear to be at the top of the inbox and look, well, just like regular emails. Sound familiar? Google comes to mind. Now, you can swipe and delete these email-like ads. Problem is, though, another one just comes right along. And we'll continue to do so no matter how many times you swipe. So Microsoft's pretty much telling you, don't like ads? Better pay up. Well, with the rage of podcasts nowadays, YouTube says, yeah, maybe this is something we ought to get into. And they're doing this by launching a dedicated podcast page. Some of you might have been aware of this already. It actually debuted in late July, though the rollout has been, well, shall we say, very snail pace. Now, currently, it looks to be available to most users in the U.S. And if you do have access to it, you will see it by a new podcast tab. The new page features trending shows and channels that basically already have millions of subscribers. So it looks like now YouTube is just concentrating on those very popular podcasts. Now, YouTube says they will be expanding to other territory soon, but expect the rollout to be as slow as it was starting in the U.S. And finally, staying in the land of Google, how's that Google TV stick doing for you? Kind of slow? Yeah, you'd be right. Many users have been complaining about the new Google TV software being a bit on the side. And Google says, yeah, you're right, and it is slow. We know it's slow. And Google's decided, yeah, we're going to work on making that a little bit faster for our users. This was actually spotted in a post on its support forums yesterday. Google's saying that it's been working on improving boot times and a few extra options for managing storage on both third-party TVs, as well as the Chromecast Google TV streaming puck. Currently, their first priority is to get the Google TV home screen to load a lot faster, thus reducing the amount of time it takes you to pick something you really want to watch. You know, from the 700 apps and services, most of we forgot we were paying for. Now, according to Google, it seems they have achieved some performance improvements, doing so by the CPU optimizations, plus improvements in the cache management. Though you and I probably won't be seeing these changes quite yet, as according to Google, there's still other stuff they need to iron out. Have you got a story and no one else is listening to you? Well, send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Hey, do you like the news show? Well, we need your help so we can keep doing this show for you. Go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions and consider just giving as little as $5 a month to keep the news show alive. And those listeners out there that have been so generous, thank you so much for your support. Check out the British Tech Network on Facebook at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech and join the community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show back at your way on Thursday, and we will get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, have a great Tuesday, and thank you so much as always for listening and supporting the new show.